Don't let life stress you out. Stress, poverty, hunger, and homelessness are an old hat and wouldn't be here unless the world was kept this way pretty much on purpose. And if we had our way, then the resulting economic collapse would simply lead to a better and wiser economy, one controlled by computers, and eventually completely free of corruption and lies. My grandma told me when I was little that if I had it my way, no one would bake bread even. But that is not true. I would bake bread, and I'd be the best at it if no one else was doing it. And maybe I would program artificial intelligence to bake bread too. And then people who are a million times better at it than me would turn bread baking into a new kind of art. Because they would have time to continue family traditions and follow their inspirations and explorations. To put it simply, their families would no longer live under the threat of hunger and homelessness because of the watchful eye of machine-controlled economy. We need to consider that stress is here as a result of ghouls resisting change and fake it until you make it, brainlessly repeating what they were told. Look at religions, for examples. They resist change as well. They hang on to their Pope hats for dear life and do nothing to actually end poverty. The church does not teach programming, startups, and sciences. It may even speak out against pursuits of excellence. And certainly so, the moment its followers start becoming independent and move away, and the churches start becoming cold and empty. Consider that an organization in which women are second-class citizens should be closed. In fact, it must be closed. But people will resist such a thing. Such is the case with world poverty and the boogeyman of economic failure. I'd argue economies are constantly failing, just very slowly. And the example of that is the anthropogenic climate change. Humanity is simply unable to stop because of money, and self-destruction is failure. Furthermore, other than colleges being priced in such a way that they can get away with robbing you of money that you don't even have, loans, there's the question of what does it mean to sit in a classroom and pretend to learn by memorizing without any comprehension. Comprehension is about cultivating models in your mind. You refine them and expand them and update them as you grow. The classroom has you memorize because as far as state tests are concerned, memorization is indistinguishable from functional knowledge. The motive is people around you getting paid, including those who created the state tests. Again, so that they can put food on their table beneath a sturdy roof. To extract obedience, they hold your own future hostage with GPA and admission issues. And the world is now stuck in a loop, a hoop-jumping loop of repeating same old mistakes. The resume gap is the nastiest example of how people resist change. To your employer, it is like a wound, and everyone just somehow wants to pick at it. It's not just about proof of obedience. It is about you having as bad as everyone else. That shows you the power of uneducation. This is a pretty crappy setup. One that you should avoid, resist, and never play a part in. You have to rise above broken things to make the future better for those who come after you. You need to educate yourself for real, building rich models in all the areas of your favorite curiosities. More than that, you will never return to something you don't care about. That you got a solid A for hard work on Kantian metaphysics actually means nothing, because out in real life you don't care about it, and thus you will never revisit the subject. The model you once built will wither and die. You see, your time would have been better spent on building conceptual models of things that you care about and will always return to. And one other thing, a lost fundamental subject like reading, writing, and arithmetic, and that subject is programming. Automating machines to build whatever you need. We live in the future and you have to accept computers as part of it. So programming is not optional. It's just another one of those fundamentals that don't feel quite as comfortable as you would imagine, but in the end result in great things. Know that learning is mostly just about thousands of narrated books and beautiful adventures where you have time to comprehend everything. Learning about the universe and the human condition is pleasure, not a chore or challenge. You don't have to memorize anything. You will just never forget all the parts that are beautiful to you. And the little details that everyone always talks about when comparing knowledge. Those are things that you can pick up in a single afternoon from a couple of dozen of tutorials as needed. They're just nitpicking details to inflate their own egos. Knowledge, above all, is about having appreciated thousands of books. That is where it is at. What makes humanity so special is that you are not part of a hive mind. Your mind is independent, disconnected, and free. Yes, math, swimming, moving out is all scary, but we all have to do it for our own health. And such is the challenge of rising above whatever you were born into. It will be uncomfortable, but you have to do it in order to grow all the way up. Humanity cannot stand still. That just leads to the repetition of old mistakes. You have to honor the hard work of those who came before you and continue rising to make the world better for those yet to come. Don't worry about old things falling apart. Child, that is meant to happen as the world advances. You should worry about old things destroying the future, holding humanity back, if not downright hostage. Your job is to grow all the way up until you become a great being. You can't just work for somebody else for a paycheck. You have to build a much greater future. You are to learn how to build profitable companies, master computers and art, and take to sciences and beyond. You are meant to bloom and flourish, not just exist. It is not healthy to let yourself be stressed out or even go through life unappreciated. Living is not meant to be a prolonged death. It is your paradise. It is your reward. You are a true royalty in the universe. Independent, strong, capable of infinite and beautiful vision. Your mind is perfectly free, and your rise is purely a matter of your own dignity. So stop pretending to learn. Stop bowing to stress. Learn for real. Inherit the many cultures of great beings from their works and build your own future starting right where they left off. You are a royalty. You are meant to become a great being. You are meant to leave a grand legacy that will help others resume where you left off. Wake up. The world is not just for the lucky few. It is also for you.